I hope y'all had a good day, got you a good nap in, heard some good preaching this morning. I ain't going to promise you're going to hear good preaching tonight. You'll hear Bible preaching, though. I can promise you that. I can't promise you much more than that. I just thank y'all for the opportunity. I thank Brother Josh for letting me have an opportunity to come and stand before you today. I want to start off just by telling you something, and it's a simple thought, but it's Jesus has the power. He has the power to make a way. No matter what way it is, no matter what way we need, He has the power to make that way. And it's many different ways that we need in our lives throughout our entire life, whether it be from birth to death. So throughout the entire message that the Lord gave me for y'all today, I want y'all just to keep that in your minds and keep that thought that Jesus makes a way. We're going to start off in John chapter 14. I'll give you just a moment to get you placed there. When you found your place, if you would stand for the reading of the Word of God. We're going to read two short verses, starting in verse number 6. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. Also, from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Brother Johnny, would you pray for us this evening?
Be with each one tonight. Protect part in your service. And Heavenly Father will forgive. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' holy name we pray for this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Y'all can be seated. You know, the big thing when we think of Jesus' way that He makes for us, we think of the millions and millions of times throughout eternity that Jesus will make a way for someone to go to heaven. Right. You know, it never has stopped since the day at the cross when he died for us. He made the very first way. Right. So since then, on and on and on, He's made ways constantly. We can't put a time frame on it. I could tell you every 10 seconds. I could tell you every 2 seconds. I could tell you every 5 minutes. I don't know. I ain't that smart. I don't claim to be. But the simple fact of the matter is that I know He's constantly making a way. Amen. For us, for everyone. It may just be as simple as the times that somebody came to you and talked to you about God. The times that somebody told you Jesus loves you. It could be that. Or it could be God grabbing a hold of you and telling you, look, if you died right now, you'd go to hell. There's so many different ways that He makes for us. So many different doors that He opens for us that we don't even see. If we really break down verse number 6 of John 14, He says, I am the truth and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So right there, He tells us in the very first few words of that verse, He says, I'm the way. So right there, he sums it all up for us and tells us that all we have to do is have Him and we have our way. We can never be lost again. Once you have Jesus, you're never lost again. Now, I'm not saying that you won't turn away. I'm not saying that you can't turn away. Brother Kevin used a great analogy this morning in Sunday school, and I don't remember who he said originally told it to him. But he said, you know, I can still do anything I want to. But my want to's have changed since I came to know Jesus. So if we really think about, well, Jesus makes the way. He makes the way for us. What do we have to worry about? What do we got to be sad about? What do we got to be down about and feel blue about? Because no matter what, He will make a way. You know, I think about something that in the past few months that's happened in my life. Some of you know, some of you don't know. My wife and I tried for just over a year to get pregnant with a child. We hadn't been to the doctors really or anything like that. We were just trying. We put it in God's hands and we said, when it's your time, it'll work. Well, we got down about it. And you know, we decided, okay, it's time to start going to the doctors and seeing what's going on. Well, she went to her first appointment and they did the normal, you know, checkup, blood work. We're going back to the second appointment for her to find out what was going on. Was this something that medicine could help us with? Was there nothing wrong and it just hadn't been God's time yet? Or what was it? And a few weeks, maybe a month before that appointment, we finally sat down in our living room one day and said, you know what? Here it is. We're tired of trying to do it our way. We're tired of trying to make our own way. You take care of it for us. Well, the night before that appointment, my wife gave me a little present. And it was a box. And inside that box was a pregnancy test and a baby. What's that thing called, Josh? The one-piece thing?
Onesie.
There you go. Yeah, I'm still learning. Y'all give me time. Give me time. I'm still learning. I got a lot to learn. But inside that box was that onesie and that pregnancy test that said she was pregnant. So we got to walk into that doctor's office that next morning. And when she walked up to the counter and they said, oh, well, we don't need to test her. She's here for infertility. She got to hand them that paper back and say, no, I'm pregnant. You need to test me. We're here to confirm this today. So that's God making a way. That's Jesus making a way that we couldn't have made ourselves. Now, am I sitting here telling you that if we would have never handed it back over to Him, it would have never happened? No, I'm not telling you that. It was His timing, no matter what. But I cannot deny the fact that no matter how hard we had tried and how much we did the right things and tried to do this and this and this, when we gave it to Him and asked Him to make a way, it happened. If we think about different people throughout the Bible and different times that God has made a way, one that comes to mind is Moses, when God parted the Red Sea to allow them out of Egypt. I believe it's Mark chapter 4 where that's at. And right there, He made a way for them to come out of bondage, for them to stop being slaves and to run and to become free. Well, that's what salvation is. Jesus will take you and you can be bound up. You can be locked up in shackles.
Amen.
Not be able to move.
That's right.
Held down. Mm-hmm. And He can take those and He can break them. And He can say, you're done. The bondage of sin is over. It ends today. He can make a way for you. He can make a way for you to go to heaven. No matter how bad you've been, no matter how bad you think you may be still yet right now at this moment, He can change it. He can change a heart. You know, modern technology and science, medical science, I don't know when the first heart transplant was done, but let's say 50 years ago, they couldn't take your heart, Brother Johnny. If your heart was bad and was done, they couldn't have took your heart out and put somebody else's in it. They didn't know how. But 2016 years ago, Jesus could. That day He died, He could take your heart and pull it out of your chest and put a clean one in it. And it'd be completely different. So you tell me, does He have the power to make a way? Does He have the power to change anything and everything? Paul and Silas were imprisoned. Now, they weren't imprisoned by sin. These were two men of God. But these men were physically locked up, as we would call it, imprisoned, in jail, whatever you wanted to call it. They had to Daniel. They got about this far from him. Daniel looked up and said, "Oh God, help me." All them lions took 3 steps back, closed their mouths and laid down. God made a way for Daniel to live through that.
Amen.
Now you tell me them lions didn't hear some preaching, didn't hear about God that day. If that had been me in there, I'd have been shouting and hooping and hollering. The guards out the doors probably got saved because I'd have been hollering so much. The point is, no matter what, He can make a way. He can change the situation you're in 180 degrees if you just ask Him to. You just trust Him that He'll take care of it. He'll take care of you. You know, your situation at home may not be so good. Your situation at work, I pray to God that none of you is, but your situation at church, you may not like it. You may not like where you're at. You may feel like you need to be somewhere else, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, whether it be at church, whether it be anywhere. God can open a door. You just have to look for it. You don't know how many times in your lives that God has opened doors for you and you've walked right through them only to never realize that He opened it for you. Without Him, it had never opened. That way would have never been there. You know, I keep saying He makes a way. He opens doors. He makes a way for you. He changes your life. But the simple fact of the matter is, all He requires of you to do all that for you is to believe in Him and to trust that He knows the best thing for you. I want to read you one more verse real quick. It's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1. And it says, "And you hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." I'm going to read on one more. "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Church, I love each and every one of you sitting here tonight. But I'm going to be honest with you. Every one of you at some point has been, and more than likely will be, a disobedient child. I love every one of you. But at some point, you didn't listen to what mom and daddy said. Ty, you still don't listen all the time, do you? That's right. But that's not the disobedient child I'm talking about. I'm talking about the disobedient child of God. Brother Josh, you've been preaching for how many years now?
Nine.
Have you always been obedient to Him and what He told you to do? Mm-mm. We've talked about it, I know.
Yeah.
Me and you both know. Brother Johnny, how many years have you been going to church? Longer than I've been alive? You ain't always been obedient, have you? Brother Junior?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't always been obedient, have you?
No, I haven't.
No. Oh, we ain't even going to ask you. We'll be here too long. We know about all your disobedience. The point is, we've all been disobedient children at some point or another. At some point, we haven't listened to what God told us to do. Whether it be a good message you heard and God said, "You need to go down to that altar and pray. You need to move. You need to show me some love. You need to stand up and wave your hands. You need to shout. You need to go sing." Or whether it be, "You need to teach. You need to preach. I didn't listen for a long time. It took me a lot of disobedience to learn. Them 2x4s in the back of the head hurt about the time God gets to swinging them. They learn you a lesson real quick." But if We've all been disobedient. We've all been sinners. We've all been, well, just to put it frankly, one sin's just as bad as the other. So we've all been liars. We've all been cheaters. We've all been murderers. We've all been adulterers. We've all been drunkards. We've all been drug addicts. We've all been something. There ain't but a few of us in this building right now, and that's just because they don't stand over about yay tall, that ain't been old enough to commit some kind of sin.
Amen.
And even the little ones have probably told a little white lie. Miss Jody's shaking her head. So her and Miss Anna got the little ones right now. I don't think Brooklyn ain't talking yet, so I don't think she can lie yet. She'll learn from her daddy real quick, though. But none of us are perfect. None of us deserve for Him to make a way for us to go to heaven. But thank God that He does. Thank God that He has and that He will. He'll make that way for us. He'll open His heart to us. He'll change our heart out for a brand new one. And guess what? It ain't like the hospital. They give you a new heart and you tear that one up. They probably ain't going to give you another one. Well, God says, come back to me. Come here. I'll help you. I'll help you out. I'll clean you up again. You come back to me. I know you turned away from me. You didn't listen to what I told you. You run away. But come back to me. I'm always here. I'm always helping. I'm always changing. Well, I shouldn't say always change. He's always changing us. Let me rephrase that. God ain't never changed. But He's always changing us. He's always cleaning us up. We don't deserve His grace, His mercy, or His love. But yet He continues to give it to us. He continues to make a way for us to be closer to Him and to feel His love. In closing, I just want to ask you one simple question. Will you allow Him to make a way for you? If you're here tonight and you've never allowed God to open a door for you, please let Him. Before you leave, let Him open that door outside for you. Because I guarantee you, if you come to this altar and you ask Him to, He'll pick you up and He'll carry you out that front door screaming and a shouting and a hollering. And it'll all be in excitement. It won't be in fear. It won't be in pain. It'll all be in excitement. You'll feel like you floated the whole way home. If you don't know Him, know Him before it's too late.